The following show is for adults only.
Hey, it's me, Orko. Back again. That meant only have 4 episodes of Matters of the Universe left before it goes back to regular old Matters. And they invited their friend from Transmissions from the Dark Side, Jen Hansen, on. And she has a word of warning for the Mats. It does not go well. They don't talk about He-Man for too long. Or Mammy Faces. That guy. I saw him in my room once. Real creep. Well, enjoy the show. Orko away!
Welcome to Matters of the Universe, where Trump is president and nothing matters. All right, guys. I'm Matt Noss. Joining me is Matt Rose. How are you, Maddie?
What do we have? Four episodes left?
We have 4 episodes of Matters of the Universe left, where we are watching a lot of episodes of Masters of the Universe. And today's a special episode because we have a very good friend, our compatriot from Transmissions from the Dark Side. It's Miss Jen Hansen.
Yay! Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Thank you for inviting me, and fuck you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. That has been every guest reaction.
Yeah, I think we were 5 minutes in, and Chad pulled off his headphones and was like, I can just go. I can just leave.
I can just leave at any time because this is not a prison.
So you have 4 episodes left.
That is correct.
Yes, 4 episodes left of Matters of the Universe, and then we're back to Matters.
Had I seen any of these episodes, I would have done everything in my power to stop this sooner. I don't think you should do 4 more of these. I think these are dangerous to watch. I think these will make you stupider. These are terrible. And stop.
Well, we heard your plea, but we are going to see 4 more through.
We're going to do our best.
You are taking your lives into your hands.
We know it.
Do you?
I don't know.
We're going to do our best.
We sound like, hey, Titanic crew, that we just hit that iceberg, but you got to keep this boat running.
Yeah, you don't have to keep this boat running.
What do you mean?
Yeah, this is not a boat to keep. There, no lives will be lost except for yours if you keep watching this.
Yeah.
There was a moment where we said we were going to watch every episode, and then it was every episode that was on Netflix, and then we took a look at where we are, and we're like, this is the 27th episode, I want to say.
Yeah, I believe so.
So the episode we watched tonight, is this indicative of the quality of all the other episodes?
This was actually a
pretty
humdoozer of an episode.
This was actually a better episode than most of the others.
Yeah, this was the quality on this one was a stellar quality.
I mean, if this one hadn't had the widgets, it would have been one of the top 5.
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
But it had the widgets, so fuck this episode. But
right. Of course.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I didn't want to say it, but for the past few months, you guys have seemed unwell, and I didn't know why. And now I do, because you are doing this to yourselves. You are making yourselves unwell. I hope you know this is trickling to every facet of your life. You're wondering why you were hitting filet of fishes? I'll tell you why. This show was making you ill.
There might be some truth to that. Like we've been doing Matters for over 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We just celebrated our 3-year anniversary in October. We didn't do anything to celebrate it besides watch an episode of Masters of the Universe.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, we what's to celebrate when this is what you have to watch?
So we're going to break the spell. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop it. But until that point,
all right, man lives in Castle Grayskull.
Right. of what he believes to be Eternia.
But there is, unseen by most,
a Snake Mountain.
It's just as real, but it has a staff instead of a sword.
I have the power.
The door to Eternia swings right open.
Squeak!
Oh, boy. This episode was called...
The Mystery of Man-E Faces. It was written by Paul Dini and directed by Luke Zukor. And... It's the 44th episode on Netflix, so that's all that really... That's the research you're getting.
Guys... This episode begins in Eternia. We're watching Orko pull some balloons.
Yeah, so they're setting up for a party, Orko and Cringer.
The queen's party. I think it was her birthday.
Yeah, like a surprise birthday party for the queen.
Do we ever see the queen?
Yeah.
At the very, very, very end when they open the door in the theater.
Yeah, because the king and queen are like, I think they're on their feet applauding.
And
whatever.
Adam's the prince?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Prince Adam, yeah.
And She-Ra is his sister?
Yes, but yes, we don't but we know don't that. Learn that at this
yeah,
time.
we don't know that now because we don't even know she exists.
Okay. So Orko is fighting with balloons for the party, which later he just magics the room. So why is he even bothering with the balloons?
Jen, let's not get caught up in details.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jen, and I'm actually interested in this more than I am the episode.
Great.
Do you remember Masters of the Universe? Did you watch it when you were a kid?
I saw bits of it. Like, I know my brother watched it.
Okay.
So I would see some of it. I was super into Jem. I really liked She-Ra.
Okay.
I don't know. He-Man was a little too, I was going to say butch, but that is not at all what it is, clearly.
No. Oh, no, it is not butch.
No, this is the Nightmare on Elm Street 2 of Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh. This was one of the first things that Eric brought up, was he wonders how many kids watched He-Man and realized they were gay.
Yeah. Yeah, this doesn't even have homosexual undertones.
It's like just straight up
tones.
Fucking gay.
Yeah.
Like,
which is fun, which is great. It's just, I would like them to celebrate that more then.
Yeah, really lean into
it. Yeah.
You would have had to have seen some of these episodes and some of the scenes of the episodes where they're wrestling and stuff.
There's so much men rolling around in this show.
And He-Man really likes to come up behind people and hug them really
give them
hard.
Huge bear hugs. Bear hugs is like a He-Man primary attack.
Yeah. I would say that Ace and Gary are made up at least 40% of He-Man.
Okay.
At least 40.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched a lot of like Mask and G.I. Joe and that was with Cobra and stuff.
See, the thing is with this show is that how much I loved it and Matt loved it when we were kids. We loved it. And
I saw all your toys, so I know it was a...
Yeah. And rewatching it now has been such a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
It has been a nonstop bummer.
Well, that's how I felt going back and trying to watch Jem. I was obsessed with Jem. Obsessed.
I mean, we've talked about it in other places, but Making Mischief to me is a number one stunner of a
For
song.
For sure.
That is a just put it on right now.
Yeah. I still think this is worse than Jem.
Oh, this is leaps and bounds worse
than
Jem.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Because Jem's songs have redeeming value. Like, those songs, although saccharine and terrible, are little earworms.
They are, yeah. They are catchy, for sure.
What?
Nothing, just watching you gearing up for...
Me?
Pay no attention to the Matt Noss behind the curtain. So the other thing I noticed is I don't know why anyone in Eternia bothers to fight each other because they all have the exact same bodies.
They do.
Well, everybody's yoked. Yeah. Everybody is... Like, they don't. They only show the half an hour in Eternia when people aren't in the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they are so swole. Everybody
Everyone
is
evenly matched. So why bother? Yeah.
It, you know, once in a while, you'll see people in the bazaar or something where they're selling their wares. And seriously... they'll be jacked.
Oh, even those people are jacked?
Oh, yeah. Eternia. Yep.
It is rare where someone is not an NFL linebacker.
So what were the pink Smurfs?
Oh, the widgets?
Yeah.
They. You mean aside from terrible?
Yeah.
I got nothing because that's all they are.
So terrible. Is that what the villagers in Eternia are like? Or are
no,
they just
they're specific kinds of... They're hobbits.
Yeah.
Because we've seen, like, farm folk, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only remember two or three not being, you know, Mr. Universe.
Okay.
Everybody's swole.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yep.
There's got to be a lot of, like, steroid use.
Oh, yeah. Ram Man? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That guy? Severely damaged in the brain because
of the amount
of human growth hormone he's taking.
Yeah.
Well, also just the sheer amount of hits to the head.
Well, and that's probably why you don't see any kids running around either. Probably everyone is sterile from all of the...
Right. There's not a lot of kids, and the kids that are there are the worst humans ever.
Are they swole?
No. They're like rail thin.
Mm.
But you ever seen the beginning of 300?
Mm-hmm.
They're like wiry like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Orko and Cringer crash into each other.
Hold on.
Cringer is walking down the hallway with a cake on his head where I'm trying to think of what he looked like. I was going to write it down, but then they crashed into each other and we had to stop.
Well, him wearing that cake was a very Flintstones, it's a living moment.
Yeah,
it was. But I'm trying to think of who he looked like.
Cringer sucks, right?
Cringer sucks.
Okay.
Cringer is not my favorite character.
When Orko collides with him, though, we do get possibly the greatest still animation I have ever seen, where Cringer is splayed out. And they just have his head cocked up, covered in cake.
I wrote down Cringer Bukkake. Because that's...
And they do not pull away from this shot for at least 10 seconds.
I can't believe you guys are talking about this like it's a real thing.
What have
you
got wrong?
You were talking about Orko, and just very reasonably.
Oh, Orko? The magical man from the land of Tralla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The floating shirt and hat.
Yeah, so he is covered and he is cake covered.
He's a real, I put, he's wearing a cake. Literally.
So then Orko uses his magic to decorate, proving that we did not need to
that
do
all
the cake
everything
or
that
the balloons.
Trump is president and everything's think, useless.
Yeah, okay. Nothing matters.
Nothing guys. Matters at all. Well, it's mainly because Matt and I have a theory that Man at Arms, who asks for the story of Manny Face in this episode, can't stop reading The Art of
the
Deal. Like that is, where this world gets created is between Matt and I doing the. So you haven't listened, which is fine,
I would not encourage
going back.
I told Matt when he got here, I was like, you know, I might have missed a couple of episodes. Why don't you tell me the format of this show?
No, you might have missed all of it. Like I just do this, and I'm like.
Hi, it's me, Orko. Oh, right. Yeah.
God damn it, Orko. I thought I told you.
Tell me what, man?
To get out of the country.
Jesus Christ, man. Put that book down. down. The thing is, he reads out of the deal like it's the Bible, man. It's so weird.
There's a... we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Oh, jump to it. Who cares?
There's a point. Tila sounded like Holly Hunter for a minute.
Little Miss Firecracker?
Yeah. What did she... I can't remember... She came in to help He-Man with something sounding like this. It got more than they can handle. I want that baby. Give me that baby, you warthog from hell.
What movie is that from?
That's from Raising Arizona.
I've only seen it like once.
Oh, it's great.
I need to rewatch that.
Holly Hunter's in it. She's a lot like Tila.
Holly Hunter's a lot like that. Let's just skip around. Let's get to the second part of matters as fast as we can.
So, Jesus. They cut to the widgets. Or no, I'm sorry.
They introduced the Manny Faces character.
Yeah.
He spins his face around. He's a robot. He's a monster.
He's a what, Matt?
Robot.
He's a robot.
He's a robot.
He's a monster. Oh, now he's Skeletor's. But it's only his face that changes.
Right.
The rest of his body... Exactly,
fucking
the same.
Manny Faces.
Except when he's Orko.
And then he gets a giant hat.
And then he gets a big hat.
Yeah, I put full Orko.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, is he trying to make an iron lung look good? Because like he is wearing some weird ass breathing apparatus. And it's like, oh, and he's kind of wearing assless chaps.
I wrote down, how does everybody wear like mini bike shorts and thigh high boots?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, you know.
Was that the way like Prince Valiant and those comics were?
No.
No, I don't think so. But when I do think of like a Robin Hood. Robin Hood is wearing a tunic.
They were wearing
some
like tights.
And then like knee-high boots.
Yeah. But these guys are like swole lifeguards.
Yeah.
They're wearing briefs.
Yeah.
These are like lifeguards meets barbarians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, they just come out of the gym for 30 minutes to do these episodes. And then it's right back in the gym. Spot me, bro. And then let me blast my glutes.
So not having seen these other episodes, the flashback to when Manny Faces was possibly bad or misunderstood or something. Was that an old episode? If not, why didn't they just make that the episode? Why did it have the framing of the birthday party around it?
I know.
Because they didn't have enough reusable animation to make it 21 minutes.
Okay.
I would say it's that, and they were like, we really just want him to be an actor.
Mm.
And we want the kids to not, that's fine. It just adds it. It just adds to the show. I think it was also, they were like, we want the kids to know he's good, that he's a good guy. So that when he's bad here,
scared of him, or something?
But there are bad guys there too. So I mean, you could just play with him as a bad guy toy. Who cares what you play with him as, right?
You know, Jen.
I don't know, and I am not. I am not trying to shit on the thing. But the same thing is like, when Skeletor, you know, sucks him up into his Skeletship or whatever.
Which they never made that toy, by the way. They never made the collector.
Oh, those dicks!
Yeah, probably because it sucked.
Well,
that was a stupid design.
Yeah, and then so then he sends Manny Faces back in there to fight He-Man or like, you know, destroy Castle Grayskull or whatever. And Skeletor is like, "You foiled my plan." He just got Manny Faces, and that plan was a plan for what? 3 minutes?
Yeah. So
yes, it was.
Yeah.
The crux of the episode is that Beastman's able to control the monster version of Manny Faces with his beast mind control.
So Beastman can control beasts.
Right.
Hence Beastman.
He is a man of the beasts controlling beasts.
Okay, so why doesn't he control Battle Cat?
This is a great question that never gets answered.
That is a good question.
Okay.
Maybe it's because Battle Cat has magic protection from, you know, the all-powerful sorceress Zoar, who casts two fucking spells and almost falls out the window.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10 for usefulness, the sorcerer character, who was also the falcon.
Yeah.
How useful is this character?
Well, she did bring about the same British accent that Carrie Fisher brought to Star Wars, so that was good. But otherwise, no. What? She didn't even do anything.
She like, warned...
I'll defend them, but I'm tired.
She...
She did warn He-Man that Manny Faces was making the hobbits cook for him.
Okay.
She I don't know, maybe she was flying like looking
That's
for
more
some rabbits or something.
Tattling than anything.
It really is. So she wakes him up. He was probably out late last night at the club.
Mm-hmm.
He looked tired as fuck. She shows up and just kind of chirps at him until he wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being like, hey, He-Man. I'm sorry, Prince Adam, could you wake up?
Does she know that he is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she knows. She knows.
Orko knows. And Duncan, Man-at-Arms, knows.
I thought his name was just Man-at-Arms, so when they introduced him as Duncan, I started cracking up because I did not. So is his name Duncan Man-at-Arms?
No,
Duncan is.
No, Duncan
is.
They
the
never
man
give
arms.
His. Yeah, he's the man at arms. He's the.
So man at arms is his role.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, so you shouldn't really say, oh, this is man at arms.
You can. That's his figure said man at arms, not Duncan.
Okay.
Right. They just wanted to confuse kids.
Okay, I thought it was like his name was Duncan Man at Arms, like Mr. Peanut's name is Keith Peanut.
Is that seriously what his name is?
No, it's just what we've always said. It was. It is now. It's Keith Peanut.
Mr. Keith Peanut. y'all know Mr. Keith Peanut?
He got one bad eye.
They wanted kids to be so confused, and probably not the kids. They wanted the parents to be so confused so that they could just sell every piece of plastic in the world to kids. Because the sorceress is also the bird, and the bird's name is Zoar. But when the bird transfers back into the sorceress, it's just the sorceress.
Did they sold them in the same pack, though, right?
No.
Oh, they were separate?
Those were separate toys.
Who the fuck wants the bird? And take the sexy bird, lady. Done.
And there was a second bird, an evil bird.
Well, that was the blue bird, right?
Correct.
Does she fly when she is the sorceress?
No.
Oh, she doesn't. She just that wears would, the wings like be, it's a carnival costume?
That would be ridiculous.
Okay.
Yes, she's also
come on,
like she's just from Rio, just straight off of a parade float.
And then Manny Faces teams up with He-Man. There we go. Episode solved.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to try to summarize this in a minute.
Go.
All right. Manny Faces shows up, knocks on the Widgets' door. The Widgets are like, go away. He says no. Somehow he gets in, and he makes them cook soup for him. Doesn't like the soup. He's like, this is garbage. Get it away from me. Zoar flies up. She's like, hey, what's going on? Flies, wakes He-Man up. He-Man, Teela, Orko, Battle Cat. Go. They get in a fight. They swing fight, I think. It was really weird. It was stupid. Right before He-Man's about to live the knockout blow, Skeletor flies up, transports him up, and he's like, hey, let's go rob Castle Grayskull or whatever his stupid plan is. Manny Faces is like, I'm not a bad guy. I'm just misunderstood. Beastman's like, well, you're in beast mode now, so I control you. They go.
30 seconds left.
Their fucking plan is to pry the door open with two guys. A couple episodes ago, they had Panther, they had five guys, they had like a fucking 4x4.
20 seconds left.
So they get in a fight again. Manny Faces is like, I'm not really a bad guy, I'm just being controlled. Zoar's like, hey, dummy, change into
seconds.
A human. He changes into a human, no longer controlled. He beats up Beastman. Hey, guess what? We're all friends again. Skeletor goes down into the bottomless gorge.
And that's the show. We'll be back with more matters after this.
That's your complete police statement?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Skeletor!
With He-Man gone, the magic of Orko will be mine.
Prince Adam, we gotta get out of here now!
Skeletor, Orko, Prince Adam, and He-Man figures each sold separately.
Help! Help, Prince Adam!
Looks like a job for He-Man. Yeah.
Tricks on you, bone face.
Yarg! Prince Adam and Orko with Coin Trick, new from the Masters of the Universe collection, each sold separately. Other action figures also sold separately from Mattel.
Welcome back to Matters. We reached the part of the show where we just talk about what we're into this week and what we like and anything like that. It does not have to be He-Man related. Our He-Man talk is over. This week, does anybody have something that they're super into?
Well, you'll know this. last week, I don't even remember what led me to do this, but I remember what it was. I saw you playing, I think it was StarCraft, right?
Yes.
And I was like, it looks pretty fun. I always used to like playing StarCraft. I think I'll sign up and I'll get StarCraft 2. So I got that, and then I saw that you could play Diablo 3, the first 13 levels, for free. And then I saw that they had, you know, like, sales or whatever. So I ended up buying Diablo 3 and StarCraft 2. And that's basically all my life has been since. Except for a brief break to go see Justice League, and then I don't want to talk about it, and let's just move on.
I heard it was not great.
The choices they made me very angry, and it's so tonally all over the place because two very different directors made the movie, and I never thought that I'd say that someone's upper lip failed the uncanny valley, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's super weird and it makes me angry. There's no way that movie, they say it cost almost $300 million because of all the reshoots and stuff like that. It was so rushed. Nothing felt. It just the only thing I liked out of the whole movie was Danny Elfman, because he did the score for it, and he subtly worked in the Tim Burton Batman and the Richard Donner Superman themes.
Oh, cool.
Into it. That, and you know what? I'm just gonna spoil it if you haven't seen it, because I'm saving you $10. Green Lantern is in it for 3 seconds and he dies.
Oh no!
What?
It's the.
Is it Ryan Reynolds just?
No,
like,
no.
Hitting the ground, yeah, and bouncing twice.
It's in the scene where the Atlanteans, the Amazons, and the humans fight them 5,000 years ago. And it showed that other aliens had been here before, and one of them was a Green Lantern, and he promptly gets killed. But I freaked out because I was like, oh my God, it's a Green Lantern. Oh, he's dead. And then everything just slid right in the shitter from there. And there were parts where I was like, I was sitting there with my legs crossed and my arms crossed, just like, just get over.
You're ruining the thing I love.
Have you guys ever walked out of a movie?
I have never walked out of a movie.
Me really? Neither.
Really?
And I was super close on two.
What were they?
Last Action Hero.
Oh, God. That would have been hard to sit through.
That was really bad.
You know who the bad guy was in that?
No.
Tom Noonan.
Oh, that's right. You've told me that.
Oh.
And Showgirls.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You know what though? When we went and we saw that,
we saw it
in
the theater.
People were laughing so hard during that movie.
The problem with Showgirls is it just keeps going.
Oh, it was an hour too long.
It's so fucking long.
Yeah.
It was like Verhoeven did Basic Instinct, and they were like, do another sexy thriller, man. And yeah. He was like, oh, I've got another idea.
Also, can someone please get me another 3 pounds of Coke? Yeah, no problem. Don't worry about it.
I walked out of the Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember why, but we just fucking hated it. We walked out of that. I've walked out of a handful of movies.
Wow. Just,
if I am not into it, like, by halfway, two-thirds of the way in, I'm not going to waste my time and my money. I've already wasted my money.
Yeah. A few people left The Witch when I went and saw it.
Oh, really?
And then
I guess that's not for everyone.
No, it's definitely not. And when I was walking out, the few people that were in there in front of me were like, that was terrible. That fucking sucked. I hated that. What was the point of that movie? Where it was like, what were you expecting?
Yeah.
Did you not see the trailer? Did you not read about this movie before you came to see it? This was not a jump scare Friday the 13th,
right?
Nightmare on Elm Street type movie.
I almost walked out of M. Night Shyamalan's The Village.
I stayed till the end for The Village, and I stayed for the end of The Happening.
Oh my God, you went and saw The Happening?
I did, and it was, I mean, people were laughing, like literally laughing during the movie.
Oh, it's a great comedy.
Oh, the scene, yeah. The scene where Mark Wahlberg's like, what?
Oh, with the woman? Scene?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What? I love, have you ever heard Mark Wahlberg talk about why he took that movie?
No.
When am I ever going to get cast as a science teacher?
Yep, there you go. That was about the level of the acting he brought to that movie.
I'm a big, bright, shining science teacher.
Hey, don't forget the homework. You have to turn in on Monday. Science homework.
Like I really liked M. Night Shyamalan for a while there. Mm-hmm. We talked about The Sixth Sense. I really loved that movie. Yep.
I love Unbreakable.
Unbreakable, yeah.
Except for the
great.
Last, like the little like coda at the end.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I'm fully on board. If they took out the thing in the beginning, where it's text, where it's like something about comics or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they took out the Elijah Price is now in the...
Yes, criminally insane.
Yeah. Though, I mean, now I understand where they're going because I just saw Split.
Yeah, did you see Split?
No, it's on
great.
HBO
I
liked now.
It. Yeah, I really liked Split.
James McAvoy makes the movie. I mean...
James McAvoy is a dish.
That you'd like to pass?
I would not pass it. I would keep it all to myself, and I would go, num 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 num. Oh, James McAvoy. Oh, from Professor X to other things. Num 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 num.
So the girl from Split was the girl from The Witch.
Oh, God, that's right.
I was sitting there watching the movie thinking, where do I know her from?
Familiar and I couldn't place her. Okay.
I looked it up today, and it was like, holy shit, that's right, I forgot. But I liked Split.
Mm-hmm.
And they're filming Glass right now.
Are they? Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
It started filming a couple weeks ago.
Because Split is a link between the Unbreakable.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, they kept it really quiet that Bruce Willis is in the last scene. Nice. Sorry, Matt.
That's all right.
It's pretty sweet.
Well, I figured if they linked it to Unbreakable, I already knew that part. I was like, well, Bruce Willis got to show up.
Unbreakable was great. By the time it got to Signs, I was like, Signs was all right.
I really liked Signs.
Signs was funnier than anything. Like a lot of the stuff with the little kids and whatever.
Yeah. I really liked Signs. But then my Tim McKendrick, friend of the show, he was like, you mean, and he ran down everything wrong with Signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I still like it. But well, won't rewatch it.
Aliens that are
coming to a planet that's
mostly water.
Mostly water.
Yeah.
With water in the air.
Right. They would just burn up on arrival.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. I
you can
liked
like
it
if you want, though.
I liked it when I saw it. I went on the ride. That's the thing is I went on the ride. But The Village?
Yeah, that was a bridge too far for a lot of people.
So bad. So
and
bad.
And it had such a good cast, too.
I don't even remember who was in it.
Sigourney Weaver was in it.
Really?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
I remember Bryce Dallas Howard being in it.
Adrian Brody was in
Adrian
it.
Adrian Brody, William Hurt.
Mad Eye Moody. I'm trying to think of.
Oh, Domhnall Gleeson? Or Domhnall is his son, right?
Brendan Gleeson.
Brendan Gleeson, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like, and Joaquin Phoenix.
Mm. Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
And I wanted to like it, and I was like, this is so dumb and boring. And I never saw Lady in Water.
Nope, I didn't either.
That one was an extremely... The movie itself wasn't confusing. It's just the choices they made were really confusing.
And then,
like, it's essentially a fairy tale, but it's like a really made a fairy tale. It just.
And then didn't he do Last Airbender?
He did, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That was a colossal failure.
Which was like a huge failure.
He did a movie a few years ago. I think that was called The Visit or something.
Yeah.
Where those kids go. Will Smith.
No, it was where these kids go and visit their grandparents, and it was kind of found footage-y. But that actually didn't get bad reviews.
I haven't seen it, though.
I've only seen a few minutes here or there, and the grandparents in the movie are my parents' age, so I refuse to watch it.
Okay.
But it didn't get bad reviews. People were like, hey, it's, I don't want to say back to basics, but it's like...
Because he did the Will and Jaden Smith space.
Oh God!
Movie.
After Earth.
Oh, After Earth.
Was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that After
was,
Earth.
Yeah, and that bombed.
Oh, it really bombed. But I think that's not all his fault. I think that a lot of that is just that Jaden Smith fails the Uncanny Valley as well.
Yeah. I got the sense it's kind of like. Like, Tim Burton went off the rails. There was a point where I just didn't want to watch Tim Burton movies anymore because... Yep.
Because every Tim Burton movie falls into a lot of the same traps.
Yeah, it's just too much. I still want the undercurrent of the movie. It's
make a movie that doesn't have Johnny Depp and we'll talk. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the last Burton movie I liked... Because I can't even remember like the last five movies it did. But the last Johnny Depp movie I liked was his remake of Sweeney Todd.
I like Sweeney Todd, actually.
But I mean, Sweeney Todd is...
But I love Sweeney Todd.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was kind of an already done deal. But I didn't see like the Dark Shadows movie.
Go ahead.
I didn't think it was terrible, the Dark Shadows movie. It wasn't Dark Shadows.
It was...
It was like the Brady Bunch movie.
It was a 2.5-star movie.
Yeah. And it was a parody like the Brady Bunch movie was. Or
yeah,
something.
It's something that I would watch in the background on a Saturday while I was doing something else.
What was his most recent one?
Sleepy Hollow?
I don't even know. No, Sleepy Hollow was 99.
Well, I'm stupid.
I'm trying to think of...
He did Wonka 2.
Electric...
Wonka do.
Yep.
Jesus.
But no, he just did one recently.
Yeah, I have to admit, I stopped paying.
I
so
stopped
much
paying
attention.
Attention too. They stopped being.
They all just kind of blended together.
They stopped being must sees. Like,
yeah,
when it was like Beetlejuice,
right?
And
well, I mean, I will
like Ed Wood. Ed Wood is so fucking good.
Ed Wood's great.
But Ed Wood does not have like Ed Wood has. His like weird vision, but it's not so over the top that you can't get past it to see the story.
Because he loved those people, so he told their story. Whereas, like sometimes I just feel like he falls in love with the campy idea he has, and he just wants to execute on that.
I will admit that I also really liked Mars Attacks.
Oh, Mars Attacks is great.
I liked Mars Attacks.
And Frankenweenie was cute, but. It gets to the point where either he's going to make a stop motion animated movie that's going to be retreading the same ground, or he's going to be making a live action movie that's going to be retreading the same ground.
He did Dark Shadows in 2012, Frankenweenie in 2012, Big Eyes in 2014, and Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
That's what it was.
I did not see that.
It's been on HBO. I haven't seen it either.
Me neither.
In development, Beetlejuice 2.
Shut up.
That's what IMDb says.
Well, see, they're all still alive.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Death of Superman?
No.
That's the documentary about the making of Superman Lives that Tim Burton was going to do.
Okay. Was this Kevin Smith's? Did Kevin Smith do this?
Yep, yeah. He was. Kevin Smith wrote the first script for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Great
story.
Yeah. When he was like going to colleges and stuff and doing that whole thing, a large portion of it was on Superman Lives. Because he had just done Mallrats, I think. And they were like, you know, comics, you have a great take. We want to hear. Budget isn't a concern. Do whatever.
And I forget Tim Burton who the producer was on that.
It's the kid stays in the picture.
Oh, Peters. Robert Evans?
Oh, yeah.
It was Robert Evans.
Robert Evans.
And he tells this insane story about Robert Evans that goes on forever, but basically, like...
I want Superman to fight a giant spider.
Right.
In space.
I want Superman... I want Superman to fight somebody in his Cave of Solitude. And Kevin Smith's like, but it's Cave of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress of Solitude. And he's like, and can he fight like a polar bear or something then? Like, he's got to fight somebody there.
Yeah. So what they ended up doing is making the polar bears the guards to the Fortress of Solitude.
It's insane.
It's insane. And then seeing the stuff that Tim Burton wanted to do to the Superman canon was just almost as crazy as what Evans wanted to do.
Oh, man. Oh, I'll have to look for that.
It's what was really sad was it's kind of like what they did to the people that made the Roger Corman Fantastic Four. And what they did to the guy on Island of Dr. Moreau.
That's a great documentary.
Yeah, that made me so sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was a dickhole. Like,
oh yeah.
He burned every bridge that he crossed.
Well, and considering there were so many of them were a mess.
Considering what they were doing to him though, where they were screwing him at every turn. And then Brando just wasn't following any of his directions. He wasn't even following the script. He was just doing whatever he wanted.
Yeah, that they had to put like an earpiece in. They would just feed him his lines. Yeah, did you?
I know. I've not seen the documentary.
Oh, my God. The documentary is fantastic.
It's really depressing, though.
It's...
And seeing like what the art department had come up with and what they had actually planned on doing was a completely different movie than what came out. And I guess Brando, after a while, just started throwing the craziest shit out there.
But Val Kilmer was being a piece of shit, too.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely was. Yeah, nobody that got selected for this movie should have made the movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But seeing the outfit they made for Superman.
Yeah.
And the fact that he had like long black hair. And it's Nick Cage with long black hair.
Oh, it looked terrible.
Oh, my God.
This maroon suit.
This movie would have been so bad. It would have been a fever dream.
That you almost wish it was made.
Oh, absolutely. I wish it was made. But
I love documentaries about the movies that never get made or the versions that don't get made. Or just those background stories can be so much more. Like, did you guys see Jodorowsky's Dune?
God, that was the one that Giger was supposed to do some of the art for. Yeah,
yeah. So they went pretty far with it too.
Didn't Dan O'Bannon work on that also? Yeah.
It's a great, great documentary. And because I mean, he's batshit insane anyway. Yeah, I love those.
He did El Topo, right?
Yep, and Holy Mountain.
Yep, yeah,
yep.
Holy Mountain's insane.
Oh, it's a real treat for the eyes.
All right, Jen, what are you into this week?
Well, I received a trailer today.
Oh God!
For
oh, God.
A movie that I can't remember the name of now. Heaven Dog. Dog from
Man's Best Friend.
Man's Best Heaven Friend. Heaven. Best Friend from Heaven.
Oh geez, this when you sent me this trailer, I legitimately took a picture of my face as I was watching it, and that was my real face.
All right, let's play this sweet audio.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
I can't stop watching it.
It is so.
And this was a Lifetime
bad
movie. Or
no, is it going to be a TV movie? Don't know. Okay,
nobody knows.
I can't imagine this coming out to a theater.
Oh no, that's why I said a Lifetime.
Yeah,
movie.
It's got to be for TV or Hallmark Channel or
Freeform or something.
Yeah.
This
like that.
Definitely feels like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Definitely feels like a Hallmark.
All right, let's see if we can get the sweet audio.
Trigger warning: a dog does die in this, but comes back as a ghost.
So everything is cool. So this is made by the good people at Brain Power.
They have some other trailers too that you can play after this. That are
oh god, I can't
really
wait.
Something else.
I can't wait.
All right, let's see if I can get this to play. The right thing. All right, here we go.
Gabe? Come here, baby. Want to get married today? Me too.
He goes to heaven and his name is Gabriel.
Oh, Jesus. Is she wearing her wedding dress? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Unless I'm going to pause it right there.
Yeah.
That sound cue is supposed to be a dog getting hit by a car. That is what
the
it's supposed to be.
The order isn't right, though.
No, no, it is not.
It's completely wrong because the dog dies seeing an oncoming car.
Yes! Screech! Like, he's just paralyzed by fear. Just
come on this audio journey with me.
Zapruder film next.
Want to get married today? Me too.
What is this place? Walking on a cloud and listening to harps.
Okay.
These are dogs having this conversation.
These are dogs having this conversation. It is a picture of a dog.
Like Clutch Cargo style,
yes,
with just the mouth kind of.
They just CGI moved this dog's mouth.
They couldn't afford enough peanut butter to make the dog's mouths move.
Yeah, but a lot of to be fair to this trailer, a lot of companies do that, where instead of just having the dog do how they used to, you know, with Mr. Ed or whatever, they just do the like. Dog food commercials. So.
All right, let's just rewound a little bit.
What is this book?
Okay, again, I've got to go back to the dog's unfortunate death by the hands of a motorist.
It's like yelling ouch before you get hit.
Yeah, because the thing is, and this is terrible. When I was 5 years old, I watched a dog get hit by a car.
Oh, God, no!
And
oh, God!
Yeah. And it was a tiny dog. So having seen it and then listening to this Foley work.
Yeah.
So it's horn honk. When it should be like honk, honk.
Arc. Boom.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like the boom and then, or the boom and the oh at the same time. But like once that dog is hit, that's game over.
Yeah. There might
Maybe
be some whimpering.
Slowly dragging the dog along.
They have ceased to be.
Just an ex-dog.
You're walking on a cloud and listening to harps.
Oh no. I have to get back there. They need me. Hey, guys.
Kris Kristofferson and the performance of his career.
Why is this Kris Kristofferson? Why is this Kris Kristofferson?
Because hasn't he been in like Lifetime movies?
Hasn't he been hit by a car as a dog? Sure.
Well, you know, when you need a collie, the first voice you think of is Kris Collison.
The flat affect of Kris Kristofferson.
Kris, but wasn't that wasn't a collie? That was a retriever, wasn't it?
I thought it was like
can talk now.
A lassie dog. Yes, you can. Oh wait, we missed the best line.
They didn't get. Oh no.
No, he's that's a.
Oh,
that's
I'm sorry. No, you're right. You're right.
I have to get back there. They need me.
Okay. This fucking dog goes. I have to get back to Earth because they need me.
Matt, you have to take the low and high off of that. I have to get back to Earth. They need me.
Tila, calm down. We must save the world.
No, Gabriel died on his way back to Earth.
You know what, Matt?
We never saw him again.
For the last one, we have to watch the movie.
Shit.
Oh. You're I'll come on for that.
Okay, all right.
All right.
We're holding you to that.
No, don't.
Too late.
This dog has unfinished business. is what the words on the screen are saying. But Gabriel...
I have to get back there. They need me.
...has unfinished business.
Hey, guys, I'm back. I can talk now.
A car, me walking into my family's house and like hovering, like, "Hey guys, I'm back. I can fly."
Hey guys, I'm back.
I can talk now.
Oh Jesus!
They are burying his body in the backyard. He comes trouncing in.
Hey guys, I'm back. I can talk now.
Why? Oh God, why? All right, let's keep going.
Okay. They didn't get married.
This dog intuits immediately that his death has caused these lovebirds to not get married.
So it's only been like a day, right?
Right.
A day or two, I guess.
What are you doing?
Did you just talk to me?
You can see me? As of right now, you and me, we're in this together. You can help me throw the wedding.
Okay, so
wait.
Matt, you have to pause it.
You can help me throw him a wedding.
What, so, he slurs. He is straight up
he is drunk,
drunk on
he
a
is
phone.
Drunk okay, as fuck.
All right, let's get these done.
The French champagne. Fermented in a bottle. I'm back. I can talk now. I'm a dog. Hey guys.
So
woof woof. All right.
What happens? The dog finds some random guy on the street. Starts talking to him. The guy looks at the dog because apparently he can hear ghost dogs. And he's like, huh, what? The dog keeps talking to him and he takes his pulse. Because apparently that's what you do when you start hallucinating. That is what brings you back to reality, taking your pulse.
Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He might as well be putting a mirror under his own nose.
Am I a ghost?
What are you doing?
Did you just talk to me?
You can see me? As of right now, you and me, we're in this together. You can help me throw the wedding.
You hear him slur, right?
I need you to help me fix something, then I have to get back. They can't get married without that.
You know, okay. I'm pretty sure that they just recorded him at a table reading.
Oh, he called this in. He, as my husband said, he literally phoned in his performance.
Yeah, they had him voice over IP.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, all right, Mr. Kristofferson.
Could we get that one more time? Nope.
Nope.
Okay, great.
Anytime I reread something, that's an extra 10% on my salary. All right, here we go.
Meet your new employees.
What can we do to help?
Let's turn this place into a...
Okay.
Can we talk about this,
this bitch part?
This bitch wearing a picture frame?
Wearing a picture frame? Who is this wacky woman?
Holding a parasol?
I think that I think that the entire middle third of this commercial was cast by general casting wacky characters.
Yeah, for sure.
If they started playing from Breakin', ain't nobody, nothing better. All right. Featuring the voice of Kris Kristofferson.
Ooh, this is going to be a nice wedding.
Best friend from heaven. This very much could be the entire movie.
So we see
what
it's
is
her
left?
Wedding day. The dog gets hit by a car. The dog goes to heaven. The dog says, I've got to get back and help. He goes back. He's dead. He finds a friend who can hear him talk. The friend who can hear him talk helps throw these people a terrific wedding, and we see the wedding at the end. Could anything else have happened in the movie? Like, is there anything else we're missing?
Let me check. I'm just going to check real quick. Okay. I don't really know if there's something else I could. Oh, God damn it. Come on.
Gabe? Want to get married today?
She's marrying the dog?
Too.
That's what I thought at first, yeah. Too.
All dogs. Not how that works.
You knew it was coming. You
Go.
Shouldn't have taken
what is
that
this
sip.
Place?
Go to heaven.
Walking on a cloud and listening to harps.
Oh, no. I have to get back there. They need me.
Hold on, Matt. You have to pause it for a second.
I'm trying to pause it. Can we talk about that? Oh, no.
No, that's exactly the way that he said, oh, no. It was like, Kris, would you like another piece of pie? Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, no, I'm good.
But instead
I'm fine on pie.
Yeah. I'll take some more of your whiskey.
You know, I used to be a country music singer.
Also, I was Whistler in the Blade movies.
This is a gift. Who sent this to you? Who?
Ted found it. Somebody, Ted, who shared it on Twitter? No, JR shared it on Facebook, but you found it. You sent it to me earlier in the day. Some comedian found it on Facebook. Or found it on Twitter, rather. It's fucking insane.
That really.
Yeah, 12 hours ago, nothing can, from Relevant Magazine, nothing can prepare you for the Best Friend
yes.
in Heaven trailer. Which is so true.
Really?
So I was going to show you another. Here, you want to plug me in? Because this is another trailer for a movie from Brain Power Studio, which I did not realize was an ironic name, but.
Hello? I'd like two orders of floppy cakes with a side
Jesus
of melon.
Christ. Sir, this is a race. You'll have to move your car.
On your mark, get set, go wild, bang.
So this is like the movie Cars.
Why aren't we moving?
I can't reach the pedals.
If animals were in the movie.
Bradley is sick and won't be at school today.
And on the day of the big race?
My mom doesn't have an accent.
Oops. Got to go. Woodley's having a case of the curtain boots.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
I can do that voice, too.
Oh, no. This is... I've got to go.
I can't do that voice, I guess.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, that's it.
Keep driving like that. You're going to burn through all of your nine lives.
You're thinking of cats.
Trust me, I have an idea.
Fuck this. And everybody involved.
I like the way they're saying lines like they're jokes or clever, And it's just the intonation.
What do you mean?
Here comes the idea.
There's the whole ball of wax.
Forget about it.
I don't know where we are gonna go from.
Rolled out the window.
Somebody beefed.
Somebody made a pudding poop.
Oh, God.
Which one of you dogs let loose the juice?
This place is a zoo.
Also, we're going to the zoo.
Also, we're going to the pound.
Also, we have to escape in necrophilia.
Also, he's taking us to Pound Town.
I miss Pound Town.
Oh, just getting booted and booted.
Coming this Christmas. Fuck dogs.
Oh, God. So I can just take these off?
You can just take, you can leave at any moment. Guys, this week I am into we just had Thanksgiving last week. I drove out to Chicago. I'm lying for continuity's sake. So I'm leaving tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm going out to Chicago. So we're going to a place called Harry Carey's, which is of course named after
Harry Carey.
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
I know
I would. I just can't. I'm into saying that joke at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep. Why are you going to Harry Carey's, or what's?
Well, my in-laws now live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
But all of my in-laws that are my wife's sisters and siblings, there we go, my wife, are in Chicago, and it's easier for the family to go to Chicago than it is for everybody to go to Philly. So we're going to Chicago, and none of them have a kitchen that could support a Thanksgiving.
Gotcha.
So it's like Harry Carey's does this thing, and it's like never-ending sides. So we're actually not going to be in Chicago proper. We're going to be in Lombard or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That.
Yep.
So it's like the cheapest hotel. It's a Marriott, and it was still like $75 a night.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow.
I was like, holy crap. So I'm in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for, Maddie?
This year, I am thankful for all the shows that we get to do together.
Yeah.
I love Transmissions. I love Matters. I love Roach Coach. I'm really grateful that anybody listens to what we do. I can't ever take that for granted. Like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, I wish this was huge. And it just paid all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And, whoa, what a great thing that would be. And then I remember, like, be grateful that anybody listens to what we're doing. So I'm thankful for that.
That's awesome. Maddie? Other Maddie?
I like Matt's end, too.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of do, too. I'm also thankful for our shows. I love getting to do this stuff with you guys.
Yes. You can get in contact with us at MattersPod on Twitter. I am at Matt Noss on Twitter. Maddie.
I'm at Karate Dracula.
And
Jen. I am at Jen Hansen.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
We love it. And we will see you on the next episode of Matters of the Universe.
Try to enjoy the Grayskull.
The Strain.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.